Which way?
Starting the tkufa that is called Tkufas Beina Metzorim. It's the 3 weeks from Shivoso Betamuz till Tisha B'Av. It says in Eicho, the first perek of Eicho, Kol Roitfeyo Yisigua Beina Metzorim. So Pashtus, the Pshat is Kol Roitfeyo Yisigua Beina Metzorim. Metzorim is gates. When someone is trapped in between two gates, we say Kol Roitfeyo Yisigua Beina Metzorim. Aberashi brings down a Medrash Agode Kol Roitfeyo Yisigua Beina Metzorim Ben Yudzayin Betamuz Letishabov. So the Fidus Medrash Agode from there started the Loshen that we call it Yemei ben ha-Metzorim. Yemei ben ha-Metzorim. The Rekech, the family says that ben ha-Metzorim is gematria hanachof alef yoim. Mishnah Berurah brings down at Siman Tov Kuf Nun Alef, sheb'yomim eilu kosa ba'arizal, sheyisablu b'yomim eilu achar chatzois hayoim, ve'yifke kmoi chatzisho. Don't know if everyone does it. Aber as I stated in the Ari, שיסאבלו ביומים אלו ויפקו כמו חצי שעה. ויפקו כמו חצי שעה. So before we start the halachas of Yemei ben ha-Metzorim, I want to be magdim the Marsho in Bchoires Daf Chof Alef and Daf Ches Amud Beis. The Marsho explains, it was pshat in the Gemara there, I'm not going into the Gemara, that is 21 days from Shivoso Betamuz till Tisha B'Av. And it's keneged the 21 days that are from Rosh Hashanah till Simchas Torah. So the truth is that Lemaize till Simchas Torah, including Simchas Torah, we have 22 days, but also in Tisha B'Av stated Lemaize the day that Beis HaMikdash was burning Asora B'Av, as also was the main day. So the Marsho says that you have Chof Aleph Yoim LaAvelus that are starting Shabbos, Sunday, and we have Chof Aleph Yoim LaTshuva. What happened Yudzayin Betamuz? 5 things happened Yudzayin Betamuz. Nishtabru Aluchais. When Moshe Rabbeinu went down from Har Sinai, he broke the Luchas. Botel Atomit, the Bais Rishon, was the going around the Beis HaMikdash and they were taking down the Korbonis up and down. And Yudzayin Betamuz was no more Korbonis to be Makriv and Beis HaMikdash. Huvko Ir Bebai Sheini, the gate of Yerushalayim fell. Sorav Afastrimus Esatoiro, Vehu Matzelam Be'echo. 5 things happened to us in the first and Shivoso Betamuz. What is the first thing that happened? Nishtabru aluches. It's Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luches. Ma'as Rashi says that Oisias pochis ba'avir, Moshe anyway could not hold it anymore. When you see the parsha, it's an interesting zach. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, lech reid maher ki shiches amcho. Osu lehem pesem sochu maher min aderech, osu lehem egel maseicho. Moshe runs downstairs. Posuk says, "Vayares ha'egel v'samecholes," and Moshe breaks the luchas. And this is what happened in Shivoso Betamuz. Frek the Spurno, Hashem told him in the Shomayim, "Soru maher min aderech, osu lehem pesel maseicho." Why Moshe didn't drop the egel right away, the luchas right away? He went down, "Vayares ha'egel v'samecholes," and he broke the luchas. Why when Hashem told him right away, "Soru maher min aderech," he had to drop the luchas. Why he waited to drop the luchas? So what do you say? You have to see. So if he calls us to answer like that, we know nevuas Moshe b'mare v'loy b'chidus. When Hashem told Moshe, Moshe knew 1,000,000,000%, not 100%. B'mare v'loy b'chidus. Like an avdi Moshe. Zog the spooner is one extra word that it says. It says vayares ha'egel v'amecholus. Hashem told him, "Soru me'er min haderech osu egel maseicho." He didn't tell him about the dancing. So Kozman, he didn't hear about dancing. He said, "I will go down. I'll be machzor them b'tshuva." But when he saw they're excited that this man is finishing, he saw that they're excited to do the egel. Yeah, he saw the excitement not to learn Torah. He said, "Here's no more choice." What is the excitement to do bad? There's nothing more to fix. Kozman, people do aveira and they feel bad. There's what to fix. So what happened? Remember, the first thing that happened, Shivoso Batamuz, Nishberu Aluchas. What happened? He saw the Rikunim v'mecholos. The Mishnah Berurah says, Osur b'ben ha-metzorim, Rekida v'mecholos v'shira. Connected that shira, that was the shira for bad, from Yimei ben ha-metzorim, the Magen Avraham brings down, Asurim berekido v'shira v'mochol, the isur to dance, to sing, we'll see later what kind of music you're allowed to, what kind of music you're not allowed to, but that isur of dancing and singing, and that is asur and ben ha-metzorim, started really from that. More things happen, we'll explain later, all the other five things that are happening, it's a chain, it's not one thing. 3 weeks pass and we have a Tisha B'Av. What happens in Tisha B'Av? The first Tisha B'Av, Atem b'chisem b'chiyah l'chinom, tivku b'chiyah l'dayres. Again, you cried, you will cry. We dance for bad, the asr, the dancing, and we cried, we have to carry on. This is the shayrish. So if we look into the pshat like this, it starts from happy to do bad. They were dancing for the egel of the mecholos, and it drove in to sad to be good. Chrysler were crying, we don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Oh, we have a rayas. Oh, we're sorry that we're yet. First is one thing to be happy. Some guys are happy to go back home early. Yeah, they're happy. But they're not crying that they're keeping Torah mitzvahs. It's a lower level. There's one level, I'm happy for bad, you know. I'm a good kid. I'm happy. Good trip, I'm happy. I have a prison about to be, I'm happy. Happy to do bad. As the worst madrege, sad to be good. Zog de Maharsha, the way to fix it is the opposite system. Rosh Hashanah comes, it's the first day of the 21. So the group of the first 21 that are starting Shabbos or Sunday is happy to be bad. This was the chet of Klal Yisrael, Rekudim u'mecholos, and they were sad to be good. Finished the Tisha B'Av. Tshuvas HaMishkol is to turn it around. How you turn it around? Rosh Hashanah is Yom Apchi. Yom Truo, Yom Yevava, right? Truo is, we cry like the baby cries. Uhutu, 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 start Yagoniach, Vionik, Abadosi, the Truo, this is the crying. We are crying that we were bad. We want to fix. Right? We go to the lowest and we start the opposite. First we sad that we're bad. We sad that we're bad. The Arishtei, the Magen Avraham brings it down, the Bereitev, Shenoag Lifkeis B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur, and he said, if someone that doesn't cry in these days, Nishmoso is missing something. He says, if you cry, you know that time your Neshama has the Din, is brought down, and you say, V'Shoyresh, V'Yoyer Ratzmei L'Abchi, it's a Pasuk in Nechemye, Kodesh Hayom La'Hashem Elokeinu, Al Tis'ablu Ve'Al Tivku. This is Rosh Hashanah. Asaras Yimitshuve are also in the same Me'alach. Shivchi Libech Kamayim Neichach Pnei Hashem. So Asaras Yimitshuve, we're crying to be bad. We get the Simcha Sukkos Zman Simchoseinu. We're happy to be good. We're happy to be good. Nogila V'Nismecha Boch, Boch B'Terosoch, Boch B'Yishuosoch. And the Shpitz is Simchas Teirah. We take out the Teirah and we say we're happy to keep Teirah. So this is the system. Shivoso Betamuz, we were happy to be bad. We dropped the Torah. Nishtabru aluchos. Sorav afastrimus asatoiro. The Torah ran away from us. We were happy to do bad. No mashayches. Put Hashem Yisrael misam chilev. Mitzvah Hashem tovid reaspiro. No given us b'zayi satoiro. We happy to do bad. Nishtabru aluchos. That is the remez of the Torah. And years later, in the same system, is sorav afastrimus asatoiro. V'hum atzalam be'eichol. We fixed it. And then we went down and down till we were sad to be good. We're fixing it in Chof Aleph days, that is called starting in Rosh Hashanah, crying to be bad. We want, we're upset that we're bad, and we finish it with Simchas Teire. I hear once a pshat, I know the American camps have a minig, we hopefully, Mr. Hashem, we'll get to that, that it's very hard for the American kids not to eat meat. Supper. So they do siyumim every day in the camps. A lot of rabbonim yell against it. I mean, we have a halacha not to eat, right? We'll discuss it if it's allowed to or not allowed to. I heard a pshat why it's allowed to. So why pshat? Siyum be'etzem is what? Happy to learn Torah, right? That's the reason. It's the biggest mitzvah. Siyum is one of the biggest sudas in the world. We're happy to keep Torah. So when you do a siyum in 9 days, it's not you're going around the bush. You're hitting the right place. I'm happy to learn Torah. This is the tikkun. It's not lich bush samal ko'imi baboyz. Fakelt. Every different thing is like a trick. You have to be sad that you're doing a siyum. I'm doing a siyum. This is really the idea. But the siyum of Teiretek is not a steer to Tisha Sayyomi. And if you understand, remove it, take it, forget it, by Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to learn Teiret. Yeah, Ovel is allowed to learn Teiret, even if he's sad. Yeah? So Ovel is also not allowed to learn Teiret. But we'll see, I'm sorry, but we'll see Chilukim, the Yuchis Ovel and Yuchis Tisha B'Av. The Ptur of Talmud Teiret of Tisha B'Av and the Ptur of Talmud Teiret of Ovel. Why? Because the Metzias is, the Teiret is Besimcha, when you want to be with the Teiret, Simcha Sa Teiret. This is, and Be'etzem, what I'm saying, I want me to have to start the Chilik HaHaloche, but you have to understand, it's Be'etzem, it's for him state that Tammuz is Rosh HaTeiris, Zman Tshuva Memash Meshvevo. Of is Rosh HaTeiris Elul Bo, and Elul is Anila Deili V'Deili Li, Rosh HaTeiris Elul, right? Everyone knows. So Tammuz is Rosh HaTeiris, Zman Tshuva Memash Meshvevo. Of is Rosh HaTeiris Elul Bo. So people think, yeah, I mean, you could push Elul all over, you push it, yeah? But it's not. It's Be'etzem, this is the Yisrael of the Ma'arsho, the mevinim, the ma'areches, if you may, tshuva really starts in Shivas of Tammuz. Then we did the bad, so we're misboiling in these days, and we have to metaken it. This is Be'etzem, the idea of the days that we're going into. We have 9 chiluki aveles that we're going in. Yemei ben ha-metzorim, Shivas of Tammuz, Tisha Sayomim, Shavu Shechal B'Tishabov, Erev Tishabov, Tishabov Achar Chatzois, Motzi Tishabov, and Yom Asiri Achar Ad Chatzois. These are the 9 Madregas that will be passing now in the next couple weeks. 9 Avelasim, Yemei HaMetzorim, Shavu Asov Tammuz, Tisha Sayomim, Shavu Shechal Boi, Erev Tishabov, Tishabov Achar Chatzois, the Avela starts to weaken out, Motzi Tishabov, and Yom Asiri. We will start, Be'etzem, this year it's hard to start. We don't know what starts. The Chkir is, what is happening this Shabbos? It's Yemei Ben HaMetzorim or not? Yosef, this Shabbos is Yemei Ben HaMetzorim or not?
Shabbos,
I can't think. What was it? During the 3 weeks, Shabbos is also Avelis? Or you don't keep Yemei Ben HaMetzorim and Shabbos? You hear music in Shabbos?
I'm dancing Shabbos.
You hear music in Shabbos?
No.
So this, you're allowed to hear music? We'll see, Bob. I'll find you the halachas that I'm going to get. New clothes, Shechiyonu, we'll get. In a second, I prepared halachas because I knew Yosef will say that there's no enough community, he doesn't dance anyway in Shabbos. I know that. No, my customers. Alright, but we'll see. Isn't enough kaminas. So the first chakir is the haino. Be'etzem, lechura shloisha ha-shavuos is from date Yudzayin B'Tammuz till date Tisha B'Av. Boom, the first day has a kibbut. We give him a tainus, yeah? We can't fast in Shabbos. We removed him. But as a reason to say that the 3 weeks don't start. But before I go to that chakire, I will start with the first chakire, Shinechlu Korabi Zeinu. Shivosa Batamuz is in Shabbos, or it's really on Sunday this year? The Nafkamina is a kid became Bar Mitzvah Sunday. He has to fast or not. The Halacha is a kid doesn't have to fast Shivosa Batamuz. Most Shitas hold there's even no Chinuch, Shos, and Shaar Ta'anayisim, only in Yom Kippur. I think of it, we train the kids, the whole training is a different system of Chinuch, what Chazal said, yeah? Chanech Lanar Al Pidarkoi. But we train them, yeah, we can. So, but the Iker Adin is no Din today. Treat the same as before, all the Feminogim, yeah?
That's in the Tainus is only because of the
I'm asking a Shaila. A kid that was Bar Mitzvah Sunday has to fast or doesn't have to fast? What is the Chakira? The Chakira is, if this year the Tainus is Shabbos, we make a shlome for the tiny Sunday, he doesn't have to be mashlim. Or not. The tiniest today is in Yudches. If the tiniest today is in Yudches, so this kid has to fast. When as they pass him. All right. So that's him. And the end will say that it's kimat the same like Tishba, but and we'll see why. Not stop. אבל אין לך נעמי. הם the same child. So, the Nezer says, you don't have to. Why? Chazal made the tiniest in Yudzayin. He has a raya. That in Tisha B'Av, the halacha is that Shabbos Tisha B'Av, Be'ez Hashem, this year, it's a lot of Be'ez Hashem will not be nagia anyways. The world has a shaylev in Chutz La'aretz. You know, it's stated by Bisamira Shebi Nivne, so all the Ta'anesim will become Yontifs. So the last Shiurim were Yontif Sheini. So the Shaila Nachoinim, if they will keep 2 days Yontif, these Ta'anesim or not. It's a big Shaila Nachoinim. If Shibana Bisamigdash will be 2 Yontifs or 1 Yontif. All the Moshe will be the same Shaila, but I just might not want to go into it. Tisha B'Av will become a Yontif, but the Ma'ase, Yontif you could do in Shabbos, right? If it to be in Nidche, it's in Sunday. If it's in Shabbos, but I can't, you know, it's all level the chkiras that we could follow from the Shaila, and we'll try to focus because I really want to get also some halachas lemaise. So these are already the pilpule de raise, yeah? I think I've added the Yontif will be Shabbos, but so it could be this year in Bona Beis Hamikdash, the Yontif and Shavuos and Tammuz will be Shabbos yet. In Shabbos will be in Yontif. Aber mir kommen wir gehen. Wir gehen le meise al a tzad de dewar bis amigdash is not nivne. So we have a tainis. So the chkir is, if the pshat is the tainis is removed, or it's a shlom. We pask in the tishbav shechal b'shabes, you're not allowed to do dvorim shebetzine. The marshal. Different halachas, dvorim shebetzine, you're not allowed to do in Shabbos. Because avirus is noig betzine. So that the nezer brings a raya that the tainis be'etzim is in Shabbos. Just, you can't do it. Dvorim shebetzina, you can't do in Tisha B'Av. In the Rashba state, no, the Takenosik is noyig in Shabbos. Maybe it's also totally in the Lomdus, we spoke once in a shir, it's not the mokum to go into it now, but Archove, if the Din Tainis is on the month or on the day, if it's on the month, Chazal every time changed the day. So, it's a big shaila. Lemaise, the Iker Psak is that you have to fast, that the kid has to fast. Just Rabbi Yashiv holds that there's 2 chatimsas that a kid could be making if he doesn't have Shtei Sairas. So even though we are Machmer Bar Mitzvah, we feed the date, we don't go to feed the Sairas. But Lemaise, Rabbi Yashiv holds that B'chai Gavni you could be Mitzarif to be making and the kid doesn't have to fast. Or if the kid is a schwache kid, sick. So b'meile, he says that you could be making. Okay, so this is one shaila. Okay, but the second shaila is be'etzem, when we started to discuss, Yibor Hashem, everyone is bar mitzvah, if the 3 weeks are starting in Shabbos this year, or the 3 weeks are starting Sunday. It's a halacha like this. You're not allowed to say Shechiyonu in the 3 weeks. Siddur HaLocha, you're not allowed to say Shechiyonu in the 3 weeks. I will skip to that halacha. We'll learn it in a second, and then we'll see the nafkimina. Shulchan Aruch in Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Yud Zayin is a halacha. Toiv leizoyer miloyim ashichiyonu ben hametzorim al pri. You're not allowed to say shichiyonu. Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. Toiv leizoyer. טוב להיזהר מלב השחיינו בין המצורים על פרי או על מלבוש. פרק די משנה ברורה. אז נשתו הזה הלוכה, אז לא הלוכה נלחס אביילס, that you can't say שחיינו. So why you can't say שחיינו in the 3 weeks? האובל is allowed to say שחיינו. האובל is allowed to say שחיינו. So if the אובל is allowed to say שחיינו, so why you can't say שחיינו in the 3 weeks? אבל גם דאפילו אובל מבורך שחיינו, מכל מקום, יומים אלו, כיוון שהזמן ההוא הוא זמן פורונוס, אין כדאי לא אמר שחיינו לזמן הזה. שחיינו וקיימונו לזמן הזה? It's a bad זמן. It's כאילו, you're welcoming yourself to the bad time. והגרו בביור חולק על זה. והוא כוסף שהוא חומר יסיירה. He doesn't see a reason not to say שחיינו. אלקיין, מכריע משנברורה, בשבס אין להחמיר בזה. זה בלב אוכי ארבע אחרונים מסכימים לאוכל בשבס. זה מחלקס anyway לגבי שבס if you could say שחיון or not. So you could be maker on שבס. שרצי יוצא, זה ראש חודש דינה כשבס. So a lot of places came out that in שבס you're allowed to make שחיון. למעשה, על פי הארי, שטייט נאט טו מייק שחיונו, איבן אין שבס. So it's different minogim. Different minogim. Everyone will have to do lefi his poisek. Lefi his poisek. Me'ikar adin, the Mishnah Berurah says, you could do shechiyonu in Shabbos. Now, why? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down some achronim say, why you're allowed to make shechiyonu? Because maybe later you will not have the pri. It's not good to wait. Lefi them is the whole shaila to make shechiyonu. To wear new clothes and to buy new clothes in the 3 weeks is no problem at all. If you don't make shechiyonu. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down and Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Katan Mem Hei about putting on new clothes. ומאירי שקון הבגד מתוקון, וברך שחיון בשעס הקני הקודם יוזיין בתמוז, על כן אין איסור קודם ראש חודש. למי שקון הבגד שאינו מסוקון, ונוסן לאומן ליטבויר, הלוי מבורך בשעס לבישה, like our מינק, ואוסור לילבויש מיוזיין בתמוז ואילך, משום שחיון. ולדעס המקילים ובשבושה שבין המצורים מוטו, אם כן מוטו לילבויש חדושים בשבושה שבין המצורים. ובגודים שאינם חשובים כל כך, שאין צורך לבורך עליו שחיונו כגון מנעולים חדושים ואנפלויס וסאקס, בבד הם מותר לקנויסם וללבש ביוזיין בתמוז עד ראש חודש. So the Mishnah Berurah is mashma, there is no problem to wear new clothes in the 3 weeks, and to buy new clothes. The only problem is to make a שחיונו. So any clothing that you don't make שחיונו on it, a shirt, a hat, and you don't make a shechiyonu, there's no problem to mechalish in the 3 weeks. But the Oruch HaShulchan writes, Monanu atzmeinu mililboish beged chodosh miyudzayin betamuz ad shivu ad tishabov. Mishum simche. Ubeshabes yesh al mal lismach. Lemaise, the Yehor Rabbe brings down that the minig is not to wear new clothes. Yehor Rabbe is a sefer kadmoin, and lemaisa most of Klal Yisrael will make up this minig that we know that we don't have a little boy, it's kosher. And b'lio zut ish likosavti b'shem demalbush ik esim chetfei v'osu af b'shabes. So lemaisa, the minig is not to. So now the shayla came and the poets came. So the few people that you don't make shechiyonu in Shabbos, or the people that don't wear new clothing in Shabbos even in the 3 weeks, I'm saying, yes, al mal lismoich. Reb Nissim Karelitz, Reb Eliashiv, they hold that there's no problem to buy new clothes. They hold there's no problem, not to swap. Well, not this kabel. There's no problem to buy new clothes on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. There's no problem. For sure, to buy, you're allowed to. This Shabbos, you're allowed to wear new clothes? The Mogen Avrom says you're allowed to. Even if the sheet is that you're not allowed to make Shechiyonu in Shabbos, this Shabbos you're allowed to. Zog the Shachit Shuva, no, you're not allowed to. It's 3 weeks. So here's the Machlekes. The Mogen Avrom learns that the Shivos of Betamuz is the beginning of the 3 weeks, and in this year the 3 weeks is removed. Starts from Sunday to Sunday. As I learned the Sharet Shuva, the Mogen Avrom, and the Sharet Shuva says, no. The Sharet Shuva says, no. You're not allowed to say the Sharet Shuva. There's no head. So, Be'etzim, this is the Chkira. If the 3 weeks are starting tomorrow night, or they're starting Sunday, we'll see soon maybe an Afkimina or two. The Moshe, someone told me tonight, a nice Afkimina, everyone knows that we have, the Aftoris that we have in the 3 weeks are called Sholesh de Porenusa. The last one is Shabbos Chazoin, everyone knows. We have the two Shabbos before, there's two Shabbos that we read, Porenusa, then we have Sheva de Nechamta, Nachamu, 7 weeks till Rosh Hashanah, we call it Shiva de Nechamta. It's interesting, this year, this Shabbos, we don't start Shalosh de Porenusa. If we'll start, we'll have four. So we have this Shabbos, another Shabbos, and another Shabbos, and then we have Shabbos Chazayin. So you could tell me, because you only have Shalosh de Porenusa, so we stuck. Yeah, so make four. So the Shal Dechkira is if it's in Bein HaMitzorim the Aftores are sad Aftores, or is the din to have three Aftores bad before Pashas is the din in Bein HaMitzorim. So we see again that this Shabbos L'chu'ure is not called Yimei Bein HaMitzorim. L'chu'ure this Shabbos, it's a modern Lomdus, because the Gladkeit would be not like that. But Avada, if the Lomdus is that this Shabbos is not called Bein HaMitzorim, it's mistaber that the Tainis is not a Shlom of today. Because if the Tainis is the Shlomo of today, so today the 3 weeks started. It's mashal that they learn really that in this kind of year, Chazal will mesader it to start tomorrow. Now, there's another aloche. Now this state, Kula Alma, even if Shivos of the Tammuz starts today, Shabbos, but the aloche is in the Tainis, the Mishnebura passes like this. Tzoymes alolu chutz mitishibov mutorim berechitzo v'sicha v'neilas ha-sandal v'tash b'shamita. V'ein tzorich lahafsik miboid yoy. U'ba'al nefesh yachmir b'kulom k'moy b'tishibov. So in the Mishnah is mashma ba'al nefesh yachmir b'kulom k'moy b'tishibov. So it's mashma to start from the night. He says, "Ne'ilas asandol, not to be machmir b'shumchucha betlule." And the Sharat Zion he brings down two things. He brings down why the boyin the motzik zeres and kichovim v'imken chal etzem achiyu v'lagim etzoynes kumar tishbo levi haRamban. V'gam agrom biyuri maskim divrei haRamban. V'ayim b'liyorabe b'shemashlod b'alnefer tzoch lehafsi gami boydiyoy. So in Bishar HaTzion is masmur because there's some shittas that the Tainis is really chomur b'zman hazeh. In the Shar HaTzion Ois Ches he says, V'ayin she'achsho v'noyagim lichoitz b'gimel tzoymes v'kosav ha'primegodim d'aynu b'chamim aval b'tzoynin yeshleim ha'deshori b'gimel tzoymes v'uadin ponov yodo v'raglov b'chamim. So it's a big argument in the poiskim and it's not a clear zach. Most people are not bal nefesh. Right? No one does mi boidyoim, and no one is makpid and shari nuin. Sharabu the Sharatziran says that Noagu, not to rinse in hot water, only in Tzoyne. This only Bali Nefesh, or it's a little bit more from Bali Nefesh. I want to explain. Aloche is Mutal. You're allowed to take a shower. Aloche. You're allowed to swallow water. Bal Nefesh Yachmin. Here is the Shaila. What is the Pshat Bal Nefesh Yachmin? If I'm a Bal Nefesh, I'm not a Bal Nefesh. Then the Sharatzion says, Noagu, not to rinse Bechamim. That meaning means that this was accepted, or it also only belongs to the Bal Nefesh. Lemaise, the most of the Poiskim learn that this meaning was accepted on everyone. Again, I can't say it's a Chiyuv, but it's a meaning that was accepted. That we don't rinse. It was a meaning that we accepted that we don't rinse. For the same reason they say you're not allowed to go to a swimming pool. In the tainis. Why? I'm not a bal nefesh. Not a bal nefesh. The answer is, but why we said we don't rinse in hot water? Because the pshat is, but we didn't take it ourselves too much chumras. But in chitza shel tainuk, we took it ourselves. So chamim is tainuk. Tzoynen is not tainuk. A swimming pool is a chetimtze of tzoynen that is tainuk. Is a chetimtze. Now, there's another reason that people say not to take showers in Shivoso Betamuz. They found the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah and Simen Tov Kuf Aleph. Brings down a Biur Aloche and Seif Beis. Mirosh Chodesh ad Atainis Mematim B'Masa U'Matan. Ve'efshor Ve'yesh Lehachmir B'Yudzayin B'Tamuz Ve'asora B'Teves K'moy Mirosh Chodesh ad Atainis. El Yorabe V'Primegol. Biur Aloche says, Ve'efshor that the words of Shulchan Aruch, Mirosh Chodesh ad Atainis Mematim B'Masa U'Matan. Ve'efshor ויש לאחמיר בי"ז בתמוז ועשור בטבס כמו מראש חודש עד התיינס. אז אבן, 9 days, it's very bad days. שבעה עשור בתמוז, עשור בטבס, also very bad days. The level of the wayness of the bad is like 9 days. So the 9 days, not allowed to take showers. Everyone is masking. Even the Americans that will speak about their coolest is in the third day, in the fourth day, yeah? Not on the first day, right? So a lot of poiskim written down, Mishneh Berurah says, ve'efsher sheyesh le'achmir b'yudzayin b'tamuz v'asor b'teves k'moy mirosh chodesh ad ha'tainis. We were zoicha that they found the Eliyahu Rabbi today. They found the Eliyahu Rabbi, and this Eliyahu Rabbi, the Mishneh Berurah brings down, was a print mistake. The old days, if you knew how they printed, they had like metal plaques, and it was a bochra zetzel, they called it. He would take, and he would put inside metals, was a whole box, and he put lines. Sometimes when they print, a line jumped. And this is what happened in the Eliyahu Rabbi. And the line jumped from one place to the other place. And today we found it because in the new prints they found the Eliyahu Rabbi, and that line, you're right, the Eliyahu Rabbi says that it doesn't make sense. It says in Seif Beis, "Mematim ve'efshod emashma la'ashas lehu adin yozayin v'tamuz v'asor v'teves." Then it says, "Kedepiresh Rashi shom." If you go 5 lines before, he says that he declares if Tisha B'Av Chal B'Shabbos, if you push it off to Sunday or not. The Ma'aseh is only a Gemara at Tisha B'Av Chal B'Shabbos. Ve'efshel demashma la'ashas, dehu adin shivoso betamuz ve'asor beteves, dinam k'moy ha'tainis, that you push it off to Sunday if it's Chal and Shabbos. It's the same words, k'depirish Rashi shom. The Boch Razetze, if you see inside, the old prints, it's pushed, that line fell in the print. And when they pressed again, that line went in. So Nishto Azam Mishneh Berurah in the world. So the Shaila is, when the Biur Halacha brings something that was a mistake, we say about Vali brought it down, Siyata Dishmaya, Or, while we know that this has just never happened, we don't have to be choishish to it. So the frumer's taka don't take showers, bichlal, even betzaynen. But it can't be the Brumigonim himself says that you're allowed to take betzaynen. We'll go by it.
The night before?
Well, the night before, avada you could be making. Because this year, the night before, more people are making because it's Motzi Shabbos, also Inik Shabbos, Rabbi Malke. Anyway, it's a chiyuv too. So you can be machmir all of the halachas. Lemoshul, I want to make it clear, even though we spoke all of the lumdas and I didn't go into it. Is a tshuva of Reb Moshe. The shaila is every 3 weeks. They start from Lel Shivoso Betamuz, or they start from the day. In the old days, everyone started from the night. Recently, people started from the day. Why? There's a big pressure of weddings. There's no wedding halls. Every night of weddings, there's more, a couple hundreds of weddings that you could. So the question was, the Lel Shivoso Betamuz, if you could run chasses or not. So the tshuva of Reb Moshe, im en brera en brera, Reb Moshe says. And Reb Moshe wants to be matir, to make a wedding, Lel Shivoso Betamuz. You start before Shkia, the dancing is after Shkia. A big shaila. It's Giboit and Tovkuf Nunalam. I didn't really want to go into it. The Mamish Bekzona, because it's Negea to the Alochis of this year. ונוהגים לאחמר שאינו ישים נושם י"ז וילך עד אחר התכלס. So on that Reb Moshe has a big ariches. So the Maaser Reb Moshe wants to be meikel b'shas hadchak to take a haircut Lel Shivoso Betamuz. Someone didn't maspik to take a haircut. Again, not going out of the kulas. So the shaila was, this was the Shabbos, you're allowed to take a haircut or not? Shasatcha Godl. So again, if 3 weeks don't start till Sunday, so maybe like in the first night, it doesn't start. The Maaseh, all the poskim can say, Val Dat Reb Moshe is like Shasatcha Godl, and the more mistaba is that Shivoso Betamuz, that the 3 weeks do start, so the Mele, you can't be Mitzar of the Reb Moshe, and Avada Motzi Shabbos, we look at it for all of the halachas in 3 weeks, Kilo it's a 3 weeks. Now, as an issur to eat in the tainis, ma'alois ha-shachar, if you slept the sheinas kva, you're not allowed to eat before. So the eitzah is, even if you woke up before alois ha-shachar, only if you make a t'nai. Only if you make a t'nai, like at chile, you have to say the t'nai bepeh, that you're doing the t'nai, that if you wake up before the tainis, you're not mekabel the tainis. Like at chile, the mishabur says to make the t'nai even and drink, but the Evet, if you didn't make the Tnai, you're allowed to drink. If someone every time drinks when he wakes up in the morning, so he doesn't have to make a Tnai. But the Lomdus is that most people don't eat when they wake up right away. Mashen can drink, some people, so they don't have to make a Tnai. But again, like Tchilil Maiz, it's better to make a Tnai every time before you go to sleep, that if you wake up before Alei Shachar, you're allowed to eat and drink. You're allowed to make Eirusin, what is called Kiddushin, Taim Chazal, Afilu B'Tisha B'Av, Shema Yekadmenu Acher. The Meiri says that Tisha B'Av you're not allowed to. Shiduchim, what we call engagements, you're allowed to do in Tisha B'Av. So the Sude, the Mishnebura says, you're allowed to only till the 9 days. Rikudim V'Mecholis, you're not allowed to do, but you're allowed to sing. Mitisha Sayomim it's also. The Mishnebura says this is only if you make a meal. But if you make cake and drinks and just tanoim like we make without sitting and washing, you're allowed to do it even in the 9 days. Now, one of the halachas that is also in the 9 days is Rekudim v'mecholos. Mishneh Berurah brings down. Osur lasis rikudim u'mecholis miyudzayin betamuz ve'elech afilu b'lo yairusim. And you're not allowed to zog dorach ha'shulchan to play music instruments. You're not allowed to listen to music. This is the reason most of the poskim hold that you're not allowed to listen to tapes. Shevet Alevi, Salmas Chaim, Baruch HaShulchan, Igres Meishe. To listen to a tape without Klei Zemer, they have today, they call it a cappella and all different zachas. So there's two kinds of tapes. They have tapes that is no Klei Zemer, but people clap like a Klei Zemer. This is more mistaber to Aser. Who said a Klei Zemer has to be a drum? If someone makes a noise like a drum, it's a drum. Who said, who is the drum? What is a drum? What people call a drum? This could also be a drum.
It's an instrument.
This is a din instrument?
Yes, klezemer.
You know from what they make the instrument? They take a skin of an animal, they put it, and you bang on it, right? So you're clapping on your own skin. It's also a drum. What is the difference? What? It's chaloiz din keili. Chaloiz din keili.
Symbolic,
yeah. What? It's not din keili. It's rikudim u'mecholis. The issue of the shmaya is a zemer. But even without these things, a lot of people want to say that the tape has a din of a klei zemer. The pshat is people are singing on their own. It's not called that it's a zemer. But if it's a machine that puts the zemer together, it also has the aloch of klei zemer. So again, to say that it's also, it's hard. To say that it's mutar, it's even more hard. I remember years ago, I was going in a plane, and someone came over to me. He said, can I ask you a shaila? I said, okay. It's a lady. She said she listens to the shiurim in Lakewood. And she heard that it's also to hear a tape, even without klei zemer. So she asks, and all of her brothers make litzonis of her the whole time. Before she was married, yeah? Shtam fafrum, she heard a tape, Miss Kaplan, Mapitom. And the whole time she wanted a chatimtza to ask, you know, what is the pshat taket? Now she heard him in the plane. So she was not embarrassed in the plane, you know, people walk anyways. So she wants to know. So I said, Lu yitzu l'moshel, you're coming to a shiva house. And you'll hear this tape. That's what Alt Klei Zemer. Yeah, you think we should go in, right? This is what I said in the shir. I'm saying, oh, this is what I said in the shir. So, Mamela, I said, if you're planning to listen to music and your father is yeshiva, maybe you can listen also in the 3 weeks. Because, man, your father is shiva, you're not planning to have this tape playing. So, don't spill games. So she told me that her brothers asked her on this vault. That what would be if they never knew the father? So Mistama, they would not mind. They would have to sit shiva. So it's because we said. No, so now we don't feel. No, it's alochis. So that's the mistake. Kol ha-mis'aber al Yerushalayim zoyche v'roye bevinyono. V'chol she'eino mis'aber eino zoyche v'roye bevinyono. 3 weeks are coming. Everyone has to remember. These halachas are not a game. You're right. Sometimes we don't have the feelings. We mechuyev to do the ma'isim ki'ilu we have the feelings. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us zeicha v'roya bevinyana. Say Alamon says, kol ha-mis'aber al Yerushalayim zeicha v'roya bevinyana. V'chol she'eino mis'aber al Yerushalayim eino zeicha v'roya bevinyana. Why does I have to double it? כל המסעב על ירושלים זויכה ורואה בבניונו. כל שאין המסעב על ירושלים אין הזויכה. I understand. Some people think like this. כל המסעב על ירושלים זויכה ורואה בבניונו. If you talk, you didn't take showers in the 9 days, and you talk, you were sad in the shiva, then you for sure, green card into base, to לרואה בבניונו. What would be if you didn't behave? So then, maybe yes, maybe not. I learned shas, I learned no. No. Ain a misa b'Yerushalayim could be the best year, but ain a zeicha v'roya b'vinyano. You're not getting it. So it's not time to listen to the tape. Yeah, it's coolest. Yeah, is a halacha misa b'Yerushalayim. The Shabbos you're allowed to sing regular. In a Sheva Brochas, in a Siyum, in a Bar Mitzvah, it's a Machleikis. Roik Poiskim hold Klei Zemer, Ezos, Ushira, Bepez, Mutar. The Stipler was very machmir on it. Some even matir to have dancing. A person that is sick and he needs music to relax him, till Rosh Chodesh he could be maker. But again, you have to know what sick means. So some guys say they're nervous, they'll get a nervous breakdown. So I say it's no problem, but when people call me in Shiduchim, I say, but this Bocher told me he's a big danger for getting nervous breakdown. No, he said, no. Say, I don't know. Every guy that tells me that, this is what I answer Shiduchim on it. I say he's okay, but you know, if he doesn't hear a tape, it could be he'll get a nervous breakdown. And Bederach Kol I see no one touches them. So I don't understand. So if the Bocher really feels like that, so I think it's a chiyuv to say it. If someone is about to get a nervous breakdown, I think it's not to tell it to the other side. I think it's a avi. I think now, Lemaisa, what would be if you go on a bus in a taxi and you hear music? Reb Chaim Kanievsky says you don't have to tell him to close. You don't have to tell him to close because Chazal didn't ask, even if you're enjoying it, because Chazal didn't ask her, Hanoi Abo Le'odom Baal Kolchoi. Some say that if you could easily tell him to close, it's called that it's Bo Le'odom Midaitoi.
Somebody else did put some
music. We had a shayla here in yeshiva a couple years ago. This year we will not have it. It was Bisyanke Bayoshin here near the yeshiva. So they had a chas in the shivosu b'tamas afternoon. Al Pira Moshe, the dancing went till the night. The oilam of machmer that the 3 weeks start by night. The shayla was, if they're allowed to stand outside the building and listen to the music. Oilam of to walk away. Now in Kiddush Levona, it's two minhagim. The minhag of Al Pira grow most... The minhag in Yerushalayim is in most places we do it after Tisha B'Av, because before Tisha B'Av we're in Avelis, we don't do the Kiddush Levona till Tisha B'Av. The people that do it before, the shaila is if you're allowed to dance in Toivim Ha'iras. The Beliashiv holds you're allowed to dance in Toivim Ha'iras. Some people say you're not allowed to, you say Toivim Ha'iras without dancing. Now, we'll go back. One of the most important halachas that the poets can bring down is to take haircuts. Shchanor brings down in Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Seif Dalet. Noyagim de Ramo lehachmir, aval tismoires noyagim lehachmir miyudzayim betamuz. Meaning Ashkenaz, we machmir not to take haircuts mishivos or betamuz. Zog de Mishneh Brura. This is our minig. Misha takfer avelu shel meis v'shel shabbos zu v'ich b'tzori meker b'tav alei b'misparai. So I said, lemaisa we paskin even from lel shivos of the tamuz remeisha b'shas adchak was matir, but this year people are not matir. For kids, the minig is not to give haircuts for kids. Adam Mishum Chinuch, Adam Mishum Agmas Nefesh. Mishneh Brura brings down from the Lior Rabbe that Letzorech Haktanim Ein Leachmir Elo B'Shabbos Zu. Sometimes little kids have lice, etc. So you're allowed to give them haircuts till Shavua Shechal B'Tishba. The Maaseh, the meaning is that we don't give. To comb your hair, you're allowed to. Even that in Shabbos, you're not allowed to comb your hair because for sure hair will come out. So it's the Isur to comb your hair in Shabbos. But in 3 weeks you're allowed to comb your hair. It's not called tispoyos. The Leo Rabbe Lemaisa says not to comb your hair because hair comes out. Lemaisa the minig is to make. Now, I'm not going in. There's a lot of times that it's coolest. Again, it's not time to go into it today in the shir. L'moshel Baal Bris. As a chetim said, you're allowed to. Someone has to go to a meeting to meet a sar or a minister. Mekadoyme. He's also allowed to. You have to know the mitzvahs, but just remember that even though there's an issue to take haircuts, as a chetim says that you're allowed to take haircuts. As a chetim says that you're allowed to take haircuts. Shior Mitzion brings it out. Reb Moshe brings it out. But they say over the famous Maise, I was a yid. I was trying to get into a job, the FBI. Wanted to make him the head of the department, a very choshev position. He was fighting for years to get in, and every time people were against it because he was a yid, they were scared that when, you know, kids. And then they called him for an interview, and it was in 3 weeks. He didn't know to shave, not to shave. You know, it would come dirty. There's no chance they will take him. Salamai says, Matore is for Klal Yisrael, you will help Israel, v'chule, v'chule. Ale etayrim, he shaved. Kids, he came to the shave, the meeting, it was a very nice meeting. And at the end of the meeting, they told him, we decided not to take you. We'll tell you why. It was a big argument if to take you or not. Everyone knows you're the best. You mamish, you have all the talents and all the departments that you wore. You were so devoted and so into mamish, everything was good. But people claim that because you're Orthodox, and if your religion, sorry, because you're Jewish, and if it will be a question, Israel or America, you will prefer Israel or America. And the other guy said, no, listen, if he works for America and he knows that this is the job, so what if he's a yid? He will not do nothing for Israel. The other guy say, no, listen, he's American, American, American. But fault, Israel, every yid is Israel, and when something comes up, he will give for Israel, and Malasot. So we decided, we know that you're Orthodox, and we know that you keep the 3 weeks. We said, we'll call you. If we'll see that you're giving up on your religion for the job, so we see that by you, when you have a priority, you give up for the other priority. So you could give up for America, for Israel. If you will come and you will not share, it means what you believe in, you stick to. So if you believe in America, you will stick to America. So while you shaved, we saw that by you, sometimes things go over what you believe in. So b'meile, we can't trust you and you're not getting the job. So not every time, and all the time, Bochim asked the Shilas, you're going out in the Shidduch, if it's a tzad to be mekel or not. For girls, it's a truth from Shem Zalman, I'm not going in now to. About Be'etzem, it's us. Now, there's one more thing. That is a yeshiva, there's two yeshivas in America that they tell their bachrim to shave. L'kavod Shabbos. They tell their bachrim, I hear even that some of them, they throw out bachrim that don't shave. By them it's like one of the Yudala Dikrim. To shave the covered Shabbos in the 3 weeks. Why? They build it on two yesodos. The whole yesod is a minig, right? Minig, Rama. Mishnah Berurah brings down, when he brings down the yesod, even in the 9 days, Mishnah Berurah brings down like this. The covered Shabbos, mashma, that you're allowed to mechabes the covered Shabbos. You don't have clothes for Shabbos. Aval tispoiris also afilu lekovet Shabbos. Why? The belav ochi ein regilim lesapo bechol Shabbos. We go in a few Sfardim, a few Shittas HaMechaber, Shavu HaShechalbo, you're not allowed to rinse, you're not allowed to make laundry, you're not allowed to shave. If you don't have no clothes for Shabbos, you're allowed to. Here you're not allowed to zog the Magen Avraham. Why? Because anyway, not every week you take a cover. A nice clothes for Shabbos, if you don't have nice clothes for Shabbos, it's not Shabbos day. Of a haircut, every week you take a haircut. So they came and said, of a shaving, you shave every week. So the Magen Avraham would say that you're allowed to. It's not covered Shabbos. A. B. The Bi'ur Halacha brings down, I'm a Mishnebu Shekasal Tisporis Da'os, so I'm a Magen Avraham, maybe it's a Mishnebu Shubas Agoyis Hashri, Iyanti Bo'or Zoruah. והנה המים בירושלים לפנינו הגרסו לתספר את זושבו אם כן אי אפשר להם לכוון אז משמע דהפך, דתספירא סמוטא, ואין בחידוש רב קוויגר שהביא גם כן בשם התספס, דקוויסא ותספירא שניהם שווים. So he said, the Bura Lochem brings down that you're allowed to take a haircut. Shabuah says, he's machmir because it's not a way to take a haircut every week. I mean, if we take haircuts every week, now the Mishtabura is on Shabuah Shechalboi, but on a minig from the Ramon not to take haircuts? And the minig of the Ramon not to take haircuts? The men of Deik claim, you're allowed to. They bring down also Chasam Sefer. The Achgros Chasam Sefer says, in Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, in Shulchan Aruch, שאין רגילים לספר בכל שבוע, נכתב בצד, ואין ניקר האבילוס עם מסתפר בכל שבס. זה בלאו הכי אין מסתפרים. מכל גם נראה לי, תגידו לסורס הזקן שבזמן הזה, in our days, שהוא ניבול גודל מאוד. יש לדונר כמו שתוקפרו אבילוס. הלוכי איזה סומון הוא זה אובל, and the 30 days finished in 9 days, you love to take a haircut. So he says, ואם יצטרף לזה שום כולה, להכניס לא יצא תינוק, וכקוואטר, יולדת במייקל. So מילה, חסם ספר also says, so מילה, they claim, במוקים קובד שבס, you are מחמיר on a minic from ברמו, מייך התסה. למעשה, the minic was not discovered in all of the yeshivas, in ארץ ישראל, in America, חוץ עם two yeshivas, and everyone is מקפיד not to shave, and it's kilo pirzas geder if someone shaves in the three weeks. Someone has here that is bothering to eat, sarah safam, so that he's allowed to take it off if it disturbs. But shavu shechal boy, it's mashma daden lekula alme etzosu. Mashma daden lekula alme etzosu. Stop here.